presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. February 6, 11 o'clock America, New York, thaumaturgic politicians. It is not rare that a top politician wants the good people to believe that a time of disaster preceded his rising to power and immediately followed his descent from the throne.
Daily FX Market News.
February 6, 10 o'clock America, New York, U.S. stocks battered in the aftermath of NFPs, S&P 500, NASDAQ sink. S&P 500 has fallen back to support at the prior resistance level of 4,110. With U.S. strength driving stocks lower, NASDAQ is testing another key zone of support at 12,500.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 6, 9:56 America, New York, top GOP tax legislator says he'll boost workers, probe companies. Representative Jason Smith brings a shift in tone from his predecessors as he takes over leadership of the influential Ways and Means Committee.
New York Times Business.
February 6, 8:40 America, New York, Rothschild family aims for full control of bank that bears its name. The family's investment vehicle said it would offer to buy out other shareholders in Rothschild & Amp Company, the flagship company in the global banking dynasty. Rothschild & Amp Co.'s office in Paris. BBC News Business.
February 6, 8:14 America, New York, prepayment meters. Magistrates told to stop allowing forced installations. Magistrates have been told to stop authorizing warrants for energy firms to forcibly install prepayment meters.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. February 6, 8:08 America, New York, Dell to cut 5% of workforce. Dell Technologies said it is cutting about 5% of its workforce as market conditions continue to erode.
Daily FX Market News.
February 6, 8 o'clock America, New York, British Pound Outlook, GBP, USD yields to U.S. dollar strength, where to next? The U.S. dollar remains better bid after last Friday's supersized NFP reading and robust ISM report. Sterling seems unable to halt the greenback's run.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 6, 8 o'clock America, New York. Olivier Blanchard's response. Last week I wrote a critique at Defining Ideas, a Hoover Institution publication, of the views of Paul Krugman and Olivier Blanchard. Blanchard, pictured above, wrote a brief note defending himself and I wrote back.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 6, 8 o'clock America, New York, farmland becomes flashpoint in U.S.-China relations. A North Dakota city turned against plans for a Chinese-owned corn mill after the Air Force raised security concerns.
Daily FX Market News.
February 6, 7:30 America, New York, Bank of Japan, BOJ, foreign exchange market intervention. As interest rate differentials widen between Japan and other major economies, the Japanese yen continues to weaken.
Marginal Revolution.
February 6, 7:28 America, New York, Iglesias on Operation Warp Speed and the Republicans. Here's Iglesias on Operation Warp Speed and the Republicans. The debate over Operation Warp Speed wasn't just a one-off policy dispute. Long before the pandemic, there was a conservative critique that the Food and Drug Administration is too slow and too risk-averse when it comes to authorizing new medications.
New York Times Business.
February 6, 7:28 America, New York, Carlyle taps a former Goldman exec to fill leadership void. The private equity giant has fallen behind rivals in fundraising in recent months, and its stock has underperformed the broader market. Harvey Schwartz, pictured here in 2017, will make the move to Carlyle.
Marginal Revolution.
February 6, 7:25 America, New York, Klein on construction. Here's Klein writing about construction productivity in the New York Times. Here's something odd. We're getting worse at construction. Think of the technology we have today that we didn't in the 1970s.
New York Times Business.
February 6, 6:30 America, New York, National Enquirer, scandal-plagued tabloid, to be sold. The publication has come under scrutiny in recent years over its suppression of stories about Donald Trump in the 2016 campaign. An earlier deal to sell the National Enquirer never went through, eventually fizzling during the pandemic.
BBC News Business.
February 6, 4:59 America, New York, tech layoffs, Dell to cut workforce, Dell adds to the growing list of technology companies cutting jobs as consumer and corporate spending shrinks.
BBC News Business.
February 6, 403 America, New York, Renault and Nissan shake up 24-year-old alliance. In a joint statement, the motor industry giants said they had rebalanced their relationship.
Global economy.
February 6, 1:30 America, New York, the enigmatic U.S. economy. A confusing picture gets more so after the jobs report.
Global economy.
February 6, 1 o'clock America, New York, first FT. Massive earthquake kills over 100 in Turkey and Syria. Also in today's newsletter, spy, balloon dashes US-China reset hopes in Ukraine to replace defense minister.
Marginal revolution.
February 6, 053 America, New York, the game theory of the balloons. One possibility is that the Chinese simply have been making a stupid mistake with these balloons. It is circulating on Twitter that this is not the first time they sent us a surveillance balloon, probably true.
Global economy.
February 6, 00 America, New York, the paradox of financial conditions. A gap has emerged between the U.S. central bank and its peers at a time when its policy signals have become at odds with financial conditions.